Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Matt Rothschild with me. He hosts a fantastic podcast called Wisconsin Forward. You can find it on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us, on Apple Pods and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts at. We're talking about Trump's phone call today with Vladimir Putin. I have not yet gotten a hold of the readout from it, Matt. But I did read some early media reporting saying basically it was a nothing burger. Nothing happened. And the context here, why nothing happened, I think was entirely and utterly predictable. I'd like to get Matt's opinion. I'd like to ask each and every one of you what you thought about it. 855-752-4842. To set up some context here, I want to listen to some sound from Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Jacob, let's take cut eight.
Well, again, it's not expecting. It's my assessment, which I think the president shares, that the only one who can break this logjam at this point, if it can be broken, is President Trump. He just wants to end the war. He doesn't care who gets the credit for it. He doesn't care who went first. He wants the war to end. He outlined this in his speech a couple of nights ago, where he talked about the fact that he hopes to live in a world where we are building, not destroying. And so that's what he's trying to do here, is achieve peace. At the end, we all have to remember that this is the goal here. The goal here is not to claim victory one side over the other or to gloat about who outmaneuvered who. The goal here is to end a conflict where everyday people are dying. And the longer it takes to end this war, the more people will die. This war will eventually end with a negotiated settlement. It will not end with a military solution. The problem is that every day that goes by, and the longer it takes, the more people will die and the more destruction there's going to be. And that's what he's motivated by, 100% entirely motivated by bringing about peace. And that's what we endeavor to do here. And so it's my view, which I think the president has publicly shared as well. It's his view, I should say, which I share, that the only way we're going to get a breakthrough at this point after what's happened here is for the president to directly engage, probably at a personal level, and determine once and for all what it is the Russian side wants and whether peace is possible.
You know, Maggie, the funniest part about that to me was Marco Rubio, who's such a sycophant, saying that Trump wouldn't gloat about it. Trump gloats about everything. And the idea that he doesn't care who would get credit for this, you can bet that Trump would be bragging to the high heavens if he got this deal.
You could take each sentence of that and basically rebut it. And the fact that he rephrased my perspective that the president also agrees with, I mean, the president's perspective that I agree with.
Right.
He can't even just say what he thinks. And this is where what the former ambassador had to say in the Detroit Free Press. She published the op-ed in the Detroit Free Press because she's a native Michiganer. What she said is that peace at any price is not peace at all. It is appeasement. And that is Donald Trump's approach. He is appeasing Vladimir Putin. He is appeasing the aggressor. He is appeasing the man who invaded Ukraine. Peace at any price here, peace with appeasing Putin, is no peace at all. It's illusory because it places the entire security of the rest of Western Europe and places the security interests of the United States by extension at risk. It's frankly a lie. It is a wolf dressed up in lamb's clothing. I want to take this other bit of sound from Secretary of State Rubio because it gets a little deeper on these points that we're talking about. Let's take a listen to this next piece.
I mean, they're not critics of the U.S. then. They're critics of peace. We want the war to end. We want the war to end. We want to save lives. We want to stop the killing and the maiming and the destruction. That's our goal. I continue to be puzzled why anyone would be critical of efforts to achieve peace, which is what we're trying to achieve here. And the president feels like he has a unique opportunity, potentially, to be a catalyst for that. He's going to attempt to do it. So in the end, you know, that I think that what should be celebrated is that we have an American president, the leader of the most powerful nation on earth, who is attempting to be a peacemaker, not a war maker. And that's something that I think is commendable, not something that should be a subject of criticism. So our goal here is to achieve peace. whether that begins with a 30-day ceasefire or a one-day ceasefire or a final deal that's all negotiated in one day, the process to us is less important than the outcome. And the outcome needs to be not just a peace, but a sustainable peace, a durable peace. That's our goal. That's what we're going to try to continue to achieve in any way we can.
Is it a durable peace, though, if there are not guarantees for Ukraine's safety? I mean, that's one of the big sticking points right now. And Trump, when you heard him after his phone call with Putin, there was no stick. It was just all carrots. We'll give you great trade deals. We'll give you all this money. We'll relieve you from the sanctions. But there's no other side to it. There's no penalty if he doesn't come to the table.
Well, and here to me is the entire rub. Here's the piece that gives away the game. It's all carrot for Russia. It's all stick for Ukraine. Meaning Rubio, Trump, and others have repeated that if this doesn't come to some kind of resolution so that President Trump can pat himself on the back, take credit for peace at any price, and say, look what I did, they're simply going to walk away from Ukraine. They are not going to support Ukraine anymore. And if that is the position that's being taken publicly by Secretary of State Rubio and the president, which has been restated again and again and again, there is absolutely, why would Russia agree to any, but why would they do that? If you're about to yank all of the support of the United States from Ukraine, why would Russia agree to any peace? They simply keep pushing forward because the United States is about to rip the rug out from under Ukraine. It is unconscionable. When we come back, we're going to talk about some incredible breaking news coming out of a CBS CEO resignation, and we're going to get to Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. Don't go anywhere. I got Matt Rothschild, each and every one of you with me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.